Happy new NFL year, ladies and gentlemen. It is officially 4 p.m. on the East Coast. It is the first day of the new year, and we are going to talk about some changes we expect to see, along with the BAM show in the building, baby. Wayne.
Yo.
Let's get it.
Let's get it. Season two, man. We episode 114. We ain't starting over no damn episode numbers. We gonna keep climbing up. Them numbers mean something. It's just a different name change. Let me explain the name change. All right. So everybody's probably like, oh, I see Jack saying it's corny and whatever, whatever. You corny. Number one. Number two, we're going to start representing ourselves and branding our daggone names. That's what we're going about. You know what I'm saying? It's still no harm, no foul. And we're going to talk about stuff that's no harm, no foul. So for those that got issues with that, I'm going to bam you right in the head. Because that's what we're going to do on this show. We're going to bam you right in the head each and every day. Mike, let's go, baby.
I like it, man. I like it, man. DeBreezy and Mike, imitators of none. Y'all better remember that shit because we got this, man. We got this. Listen.
Imitators of none.
Come on, man.
So BAM is a lot easier to brand because we're gonna get shirts and all that stuff made. So like this is, yeah.
And you know what I like? It's got like the way it's done, the logo. It's like that old school cartoon, like
it's bam, a comic like, book right? effect. Yeah. The onomatopoeia. BAM! See? Wham! Kablam!
Damn, people, bro.
Yeah,
that's hey, we're gonna be hitting them, man.
Shout out to our boy Steve, man. Steve Mullen Jr., man, graphic designer, official graphic designer out there, man. Thank you so much for the graphics for the show, the overlays, all that good stuff, man. We appreciate you, brother. We appreciate you a lot. Yo, Mike, the Niners are making some damn BAM moves, man. BAM BAM moves, should I say?
Big time. Big time, big time, big time, man. And you know, the cool thing is, I think we're improving, right? Are we getting better?
What kind of question is that? We've upgraded at every position that we needed to address, especially on the defensive side. You could say,
okay,
oh,
there you go. There you go. I don't know if we've done anything on the offensive side, but there's not a lot
to do anything on the offensive side. Technically, the offense and the Niners got to the Super Bowl. People keep saying, oh, the defense lost the Super Bowl. Defense. They sure enough did. It was letting Tech Cats run. I tell you what, we're going to talk about how the Niners got better in this offseason so far. And you know what, Mike? We still ain't get to the draft yet. We still got about a month from that. And free agency is just getting started. It's just getting started. The new league year just hit. There's going to be a plethora of players released. This is crazy.
Right.
Like
it's exciting, man. This is exciting. This a lot of people, you are one of them. Tony is one of them. Y'all call this the most exciting time of the year. And I'm like, yeah. How can y'all say that? Like, I'm all about the game. I'm all about that action, boss.
Okay, Mike. You keep going.
I'll be all about the action. But my man's Wayne, my man Tony, they get into the draft prospects. They get into the free agency, the shuffling. These are real front office minded guys, scheme and stuff. I want to watch the games. I want to say that player in this game sucked. They want to be like, how we get better.
Yes. Yeah. Mike, it starts in free agency because you supplement your team. You say, hey, I'm going to lose some players. But I have some money to gain some players. And not only do I want to get better, I don't want to spend all my money doing so. If you look at what the Niners are doing, they've gotten better in certain positions. And they didn't have to spend a lot of money. Now, I just want to address, I know that they did not find a way to improve the offensive line. So they didn't upgrade there. They actually extended Colt McKivitz 1 year, $7 million extension. worth up to about worth up to 7 million, but guaranteed about four and a half million, right? And then that was it. And so now I think day three, day four, day five of free agency, they'll start going and figure out how you can add these different pieces. Like, how can we bring back a guy like what's the guy you said you didn't want back here because he might be starting trouble? What's the offense? John Feliciano.
I like Feliciano.
Don't make me pull up the group text messages.
Yo, I be getting the worst rep on these players, bro.
I'm just saying, you said something.
I like
about,
that y'all called me on it.
You said something about Feliciano though in the group text, and you said something about him getting on Spencer Burford or whatever, or not Spencer Burford.
I know what you're talking about. It was the text about the tweet, like, oh man, how does what's his name go unblocked or something like that?
Right,
would have been an easy touchdown. And Burford was like, damn, though. Okay, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Okay,
so he handing out strays is what I'm saying. So I don't know if that's a sucker to you or what. Like, you know what I mean? You know, a sucker. I can't do it with the beep. The beep don't got the right cadence. But you've seen Tribe Called Quest? Yeah, no.
But you gotta get the
All right, I didn't have the the cadence of the beat was on. Nah, bro, this is fun. All right, so Mike, let's recap what we've done so far. Do we have the spin the wheel option together? And let's focus on the defense, because that's what the Niners are addressing. You don't have to have it. We can be focusing
come on now. You know I got to spin the wheel.
Thing, Mike. Let's start where the Niners, let's start with the defensive coordinator, and let's start with the new assistant coach. And I think that's where it starts. You got Nick Sorensen. Came in here from Seattle. He's been with the Niners for a while, seen different types of defenses run, right? Has experience 4-3, big guys, whatever, 3-4, whatever. Cool, right? And Brandon Staley, 4-3, 3-4, same difference, right? With the Rams, with the Chargers, had certain types of pieces. Do you feel like Staley's influence right now has been heavy in the free agency pool on the defensive side?
I do. And the main reason is because, you know, the team is showing a lot of, yeah, we're 4-3, but these guys do pretty well in the 3-4. These guys play well right in the middle of the defensive line. These guys play well standing up coming off of the edge. And so those are the new pieces coming in. And look, you know, history repeats itself. You know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Whatever all the expressions are that you want to say that, you know, stuff is going to stay the same, or, you know, you just got to sometimes to know where you're going, you got to look back. All those expressions, they apply. When Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch first got here, what did they do? They went and got a whole bunch of old players in each position group. We had tight ends that we never thought were going to play, but they played with Kyle Shanahan before. We had quarterbacks we didn't want to see him play, but they played with Kyle Shanahan before. We saw running backs, didn't want to see him. They were old, but they played with Kyle Shanahan before, right? He got someone at every group. Wide receiver, Pierre Garçon, remember? At wide receivers. They went and got in every room a teacher of this system.
Ooh, I like that.
So what did they do with Malcolm Floyd? I mean, I said Malcolm Floyd. My bad. What's the name? It's Floyd. It is Floyd. Right?
Who?
Leonard Floyd.
Oh.
Leonard Floyd. I said Malcolm Floyd. Damn. You scared me for a second.
Because it Leonard Floyd took, I don't know what you did to get that, but okay.
It's Leonard Floyd.
Leonard Floyd.
Who the hell is Malcolm Floyd?
I don't know. That's why you had me you almost had me starstruck for a second, bro. I didn't know who
I gotta Google. But yeah, so anyway, they went and got Leonard Floyd, who is familiar with some of the ways that San Diego Chargers were doing things. Los Angeles Chargers were doing things. Okay. So I like it, man. I'm all for it. I'm here for it. I am Googling Malcolm Floyd. You know that there's two different ways to spell Malcolm. There's two L's in it. Sometimes there's one L.
One with the L. Yeah, one with the L M and one without the M. L M. Yeah, it's just weird.
Why they do that?
Because the English language is just English language. Or yeah, yeah. Because there's no rules. There's rules in the English language, but when it comes to names, there are no rules.
Malcolm Floyd was a wide receiver in the NFL. Guess what the last year was that he played?
Oh, he played for the Chargers, didn't he? Well, it makes sense. Now it makes
sense. At least I tied the Chargers to Malcolm, and you know what I'm saying?
And you said San Diego Chargers, so I knew.
I sure did.
So I knew. Man, you that's went.
Like subliminal programming. That is crazy that my brain worked like that. That is nuts.
Oh,
that's bad. Right. That is bad. I'm sorry I did that. So are we spinning the wheel? What you want to do? I mean, look.
We will, but just a quick update. Because the new league year is officially kicked off, we are 11 minutes into it, okay? The 49ers per Matt Maiocco. I want to make sure I give people credit.
Okay. It's the BAM show. We shooting at people. Like, what's up?
Fuck everybody. Let's do it. Like, at this
point. Go. Okay.
At this point, like, I can't. It's 4 p.m., And if you're watching it, the morning's over. It's time for me to get back into who I am, what I do, what I like to do. Yeah, like I shoot shots. Listen, if a motherfreaker wakes up in the morning before everybody else and he puts out the news, credit the motherfreaker, right? Give him the credit. Hat tweet him, H tweet him, hash tweet him, whatever the fuck is called, do it. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I make sure that I dot every I, I cross every T, right? Because I'm tired of getting DMs saying, hey, why don't you just quote tweet a person? Why don't you just do that? Well, I do it. And when I do it, no credit. But when I do it and I put out stuff, it gets zero credit. It gets zero quote tweeted, zero hash tweeted. My point is, y'all some inconsistent mother truckers out there. I'll leave it at that. Per Matt Maiocco, though, and I know, Mike, you want to say something. You could jump in. The 49ers can be expected to make their release of Eric Armstead official soon. No word yet. It is likely he's designated as a post-June 1st release, which means the team would save $18 million on their cap space this year. Now, from the ruling of the post-June 1st cut, if I'm not mistaken, the Niners will get half of that money now and then half after June 1st, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. I don't mind being wrong. I don't mind being corrected. But if I'm not mistaken, that's the rule. Okay, Mike, go ahead. My bad.
Bam.
That's it.
Bam. I got nothing else. I ain't touching it. I like it. So Eric Armstead, as of this moment, is still a part of the San Francisco 49ers. That's it.
I'm fucking dead. That's it.
I'm not touching it. I'm bringing my wheel to the screen.
Get the wheel up here, man. We playing Wheel of Fortune, man. Like at the end of the day, it is what it is. I love this, man. You are getting good. I could tell you that. You have been practicing on the wheel. Look at the color scheme.
I sure have.
How the fuck you get a brown color in there? I have to ask.
So I tried to use all the colors that were part of the new BAM logo. And so it shouldn't be off too much. Like it's like the merging point.
All the colors are good except for that one brown. It's like the
dude. There's got to be some brown here. Like there's got to be color merging between the red and the black or something somewhere on here. It was like a AI generated like color scheme.
Oh wow! Hey, look.
Here's what pissed me off. I was happy about the new signing today, a rumored signing with the Malik Collins. What you mean?
You said, well, so what pissed you off? Like, if you're happy about it, like, how you get pissed off?
Oh, no, because the wheel, because when it was only seven names, there was two reds right next to each other. So you couldn't see the space. And it was messing with my OCD so bad, bro. I was about to not do the whole wheel thing at all. It was really, really fucking with me.
So that makes sense why I didn't see the wheel in the queue. I'm like, where's the wheel? We talked about the wheels. Mike woke me up last night at midnight saying, we're doing a wheel. We're going to do a wheel every Wednesday. It's okay. Then he got a comment. Sorry for waking you up.
Yeah, spin the wheel Wednesday. I sure did, and I didn't expect him to respond when I messaged Dwayne after a certain time. I don't expect responses. I hope my man be sleeping because he get up early. When he responded, I was like, "Damn, my bad, bro. I'm sorry. I don't want to forget my thoughts. So we gonna spin the wheel Wednesday."
all right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what we doing. But every, I was just trying to, like,
we spit in
put
the wheel.
Thought out there. Yeah.
Yeah. We got to, just like, we'll face off on Friday. You know, we'll have some fun. Hey, Mike, just really quickly, Jimmy Garoppolo was released from the Raiders. He's now a free agent quarterback. Do you pick up the phone? Be like, hey, you want to be our third string? I can ask you these questions because I know you give me zero motherfucking biases. This is, like, I can ask you this.
What was the quote from The Dark Knight? Some people just like to watch the world burn.
You are amazing. You watch way too many movies, yo. Like,
I don't.
That quote is dope.
I don't want him here
ever. Jimmy was good when he gave his farewell speech. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
Then the motherfucker came back. Listen, I'm just trying to figure out ways to improve the quarterback room, but I'm rolling with Brandon Allen at this point.
They are afraid to. Okay, Brandon Allen's name is on. So, okay, the wheel right now is comprised of names that.
We're going to focus on defense. I just put that
up. No, Brandon Allen's on here. I'm glad you said that because he's on here, and I want to explain why. He's on here. George Odom is on here as well. I can take him off real quick if you want. But the reason they made it is because these are free people who were not a part of the 49ers 2024 roster that ended up getting deals and now are part of the 2024.
Mike, we got the breaking roster. News. You ready?
Here we go.
Eric Armstead has officially been released by the San Francisco 49ers. Eric Armstead is officially released by the San Francisco 49ers. They throwing the clutch. Oh, snap. I wasn't expecting it. Listen, look, it was inevitable. It was bound to happen. I don't know why people crying. It is what it is, man. Thank you for your service. I got them blueprint shirts for $1.99, though. I can tell you that right now.
All right, one of us got to sing It's So Hard to Say Goodbye in the background while the other one has to, like, all right, guys, we want you guys to remember Eric Armstead was the longest tenured 49er player.
Your voice is making me laugh. You gotta
I'm sorry.
A different voice.
Different voice? Okay, all right, go ahead. I'll do it. Eric Armstead, we want to thank you for your services, man. The ups and the downs. We've watched you grow, man. We've watched you play inside and outside. You went from a boy to a man here. And we really, really appreciate everything that you did for us. You're now a father. You're exploring free agency for the first time in your career. And we wish you nothing but the best, Eric Armstead. So from all of us here on the BAM show and the fan base of the 49ers, we love you. We thank you. We appreciate you, and you will be missed. Peace, Eric. That's how you do it. Yo, we fire, bro. I hope they can hear us. I hope they can hear us, yo.
Yo, but you live, yo, no cap, you was making me laugh. I was trying to get the note smooth, and I was chuckling. And the smoothness of the note, because you was making me laugh. Like, because you was like, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this is what we're going to be doing on today. Today, you're going to go ahead and get you one of these things in on it, and you're going to have to release it in this type of way. You got to squeeze it, and you got to, like, you were giving me that voice, and I'm like, Mike, this is not.
It was supposed to be, like, sad and somber. I thought I was trying to do, like, the.
Nah, I don't think that was a good call, bro, because, like, you talking to me.
I don't think that was a good call, bro. You was talking to me. All right, so he's gone. I hope that audio came. I hope y'all could hear Wayne and me clearly because that was fire. Listen, I'm going to be downloading the audio tracks individually so we can layer this and put it together as a podcast because I need to make sure that y'all hear all of what we just
gotta
did.
We got to create a whole new podcast, Brandon, because this can't go on nothing but Niners and it can't go on the Wayne Breezy show. So we got to start a whole BAM. So you're in charge.
Ooh, I love a challenge, baby. I love a challenge. Let's get it. All right, so you want me to take off the offensive players real quick?
Yeah, let's just focus on the defense. We could do offense a whole nother time. I just want to hit, and I'll take with me the memories to bring my sunshine after the rain. You gotta get that wine. Yeah. You can't tell me Wanye didn't have the head bob, dog. Woo! Sorry, bro. I'm having fun.
The loose lip shake and everything when he did it.
You know what I mean? Hey, look.
Wanye was the man. Is the man. Okay.
Wanye's
the man. We done cut the list down to about five names now, right? I think that's it. Jordan Elliott, Malik Collins, Leonard Floyd, Eric Kendricks, and Yetur Gross-Matos.
Who's your favorite pick? Who's your favorite? Oh, we spinning the wheel. We're going to talk about them. That's what we're doing.
We're going to talk about them all. And, and I'll let y'all know when we get to my favorite one. We ready?
Yes.
On your marks, get set. Oh, wait till you hear it.
It waited till they all the way stopped.
Yeah, I don't know why. Let me try to shorten. Eric Kendricks, guys. Eric Kendricks, the linebacker.
That's what usually happens. You change the sound. I see what you're doing.
I changed it to the cymbal.
There's nothing wrong with that, but I got you. I clapped. It did.
Yeah.
Hold up. Because this is the clapback show. That drum roll took 10 minutes. It definitely all did. Right. I was hitting the like, and it didn't happen yet. And I was, you know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna shorten it. All right, here we go. I'm gonna shorten it. I'm gonna make it. That was 13 seconds long. I'm gonna make it the normal 10 seconds long.
Actually, what up, Terradome?
Y'all a little impatient. Y'all don't like drums now. All right, so here we go.
Last Trim Balky signing is off this team. Interesting.
Was he the last one?
Last one. Oh, the Trent Baalke era is officially closed. Thank God.
So Kyle Juszczyk is officially the longest tenure 49er, and he's
the longest tenure. And speaking of Kyle Juszczyk, he got the restructured deal earlier today. Mm-hmm.
Save the Niners $1.75 million in cap space. All right, so let's talk about Eric Kendricks, man, the linebacker, right?
I like this signing, Mike. You know I'm a linebacker by nature. It's the position that I played. So when you look at a guy like Eric Kendricks, you say, well, what are you going to get? Well, he's a little older, all right? He's literally probably the longest tenured player on the 49ers, just not from the 49ers, right? And so he's a little older, but you still get high-level play out of him. And I think, you know, Tony and I were talking about this earlier today. You know, you're going to get a guy that just knows how to play football. The speed isn't going to be the same, and I don't think he necessarily needs the speed to play this game for the San Francisco 49ers if they're doing the things that they need to do properly. Hey, the Niners need to correct missed tackles. You know how many missed tackles I was seeing just from the linebacking core between Dre Greenlaw and Fred Warner, and this is not a shot at them, but now you're getting another tackling machine here. You got a guy that can stop the gap, you know, from so that Dre Greenlaw can actually heal. He can play coverage in a linebacker. You've watched him pick off Jimmy Garoppolo almost a couple of times in a divisional round of a game when we played them in Minnesota. So when I look at Eric Kendricks, I say, okay, the Niners get two things, right? They get a veteran and they get a captain. At that point, Mike, I don't give a fuck what he does out there on the football field because I know if he's healthy, he's going to produce. 117 tackles last season, total tackles. He was able to blitz, sack the quarterback. Like, this is a guy you're going to get. Here's the kicker. He can play middle. He can play Mike, sorry. He can play weak side. And if you need him to be on your base defense, he can play the Sam. And so I like that. But I think on your base defense, this is where you can insert one of those younger guys, right? This is where the Jalen Graham or the D Winters can come in because, yes, they do have to develop. And then when you go into your nickel package, you bring in your nickel package, he goes to your weak side. Now, there's a possibility that Fred Warner can move to the weak side because you got two Mikes. All I'm saying is this gives the 49ers versatility and it gives them, I think, good depth. And when it doesn't make you rush Dre Greenlaw back, he could take his time, you know, and things like that. So I actually like the signing. I know that was long, but I like the signing. This might be my favorite piece. And I'm being biased, but it might be my favorite piece.
A little positional bias there, huh? Okay. I like that. I like that, man.
you know, but I like how you specified the type of bias. I know where your bias is going. I already know. I know Mike.
We'll see. I'll be interested to know if you get mine right. Listen, I like the movement. A veteran come inside. Oh, wow. Oh, super pause. A veteran to come play the inside corner. Linebacker position. I was hoping. I couldn't see you. I was hoping you wasn't looking for.
If you let me come inside, I keep you.
What are you doing?
Satisfied tonight. What group was that?
I don't know. I never heard
nobody intro, man. Intro.
Come inside. What do you? What? Oh my lord! I'm sorry, y'all. I apologize. A veteran that can come and play. You know what? He's gonna be a guy that can step on the field in a pinch when you need him. He is gonna be a phenomenal player. In the event that Dre Greenlaw has any kind of setbacks, which by the way, he is not projected to have any at this current moment. Greenlaw should be ready for week one, but just in the event that he's
ready for week one,
yes, I do. As of right now, I do.
I don't think he's going to be ready for week one.
His family thinks so.
Think he's going to be. Oh, listen, I'm not disagreeing with you. I just don't think he'll be ready.
Now, if he's not, this signing right here makes this amazing.
Correct.
Makes this absolutely amazing, and so I'm all for it. Eric Kendricks. You know what I like the most about Eric Kendricks?
What's that, bro?
Never been a Seahawk.
Ah. I thought
you've been a Seahawk.
To Michael Kendrick.
No. So this is cool. I give this on a scale of 1 to 10, I give this a solid 6 signing. Solid.
Oh,
six.
You a bug. Oh, man. This is an eight. This is an 8. This is still a serviceable guy. He just has age as a factor, but he didn't slow down last season. So I don't expect him to slow down. So you filled in a position that was much needed. You brought in a veteran and a captain. I can't freaking solidify how important that is. You brought in another.
He was a captain for the Chargers?
Mother freaking yes.
Wait. A first year guy.
He's an all pro.
Went to Mike. Los Angeles. I don't care. Wayne, that don't.
You don't know what he did in that locker room, bro. Like he might have been the man. Like cats, he might have walked in there and they'd be like, "Oh."
I'm being amazed right now. I'm not saying this in a negative way. I'm shocked that a guy walks into a locker room.
Off in a negative way, but I got you.
Okay, I can see how it came off that way. But I was absolutely floored to hear you say that he was a captain for the Chargers. You got leaders in that locker room, the Mac, Bosa. Like, and he's going to be
their leaders don't make them captains, man. It's different. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So like your captains walk with a different, they got a different creed or a different code of conduct. You know, you got leaders on the field and then you got, mm-hmm. you remember how we did the show with about the Deion Sanders and you got leaders in, what was the other word? Remember he don't do captains. We did a show. And then we went through our players and we said, are they leaders or what was the other goddamn word, Mike?
Hold on. Leaders and dogs.
Leaders and dogs. This is a leader. Sure, this is a captain. Fred Warner is a leader and a captain, but he's also a dog. But I mean, yeah, never mind. I'm sorry. I'm getting excited. I'm getting excited.
I can tell. All right, let's get back to the wheel. Let's spin it again. Oh my God, this has been fast show. What has happened? It's our first show.
That was 5 minutes. This is your favorite pick right here, Mike. So let me go ahead and you break down the Malik Collins.
How you know this one was my favorite?
Because, Mike, that's not I know cool. You. Bro, we've been together since 88. I know you, bro.
I think I know the moment you knew that this is my favorite pick. I have been saying Eric Armstead probably not going nowhere the whole time. But when they announced this pick right here, I hit the group chat.
Like, immediately, Mike was like, oh, listen, so what we going to do is, this is Eric Armstead replacement right here. So what, man, this is what he could do. Yo, he is 6'2". He can stop the run. He is 310 pounds. Like, this is the dude. Like, this is the guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry, bro. Go ahead.
Don't apologize. That's exactly. I went right to the group chat. Go.
Speaking of Speaking of that, did you get a chance? Oh, got some NSYNC going. Did you get a chance to listen to Emmanuel Acho's take? He put out a video about this, and he said that this was a sneaky big signing for the San Francisco 49ers. It's funny because he had to have watched the Wayne Breezy show, because Wayne Breezy and Tony sat there and said the same shit. And then as soon as the show ended, he put out his take. Now, Mike, talk about Malik. Talk about why you like it. And I'm going to tell you what this is going to do for the 49ers.
Listen, man, this guy is, we talked about a bowling ball, which can do some damage if it's thrown right. But there's also wrecking balls, which take a whole bowling alley out. This guy is a wrecking ball in the middle of your defensive line. This guy is stout against the run. And he's got enough giddy up to get to the quarterback.
Right? He's got moves, not just the giddy
up. In his 28th year of life, okay, he tied a career high in sacks. He tied it. He had the most quarterback hits he's ever had in his career at 18. He had 8 tackles for loss. This guy was out there working. He's even got passes defense. Oh, I can't get to the quarterback? I'm going to drop back a little bit. Put them hands up. How many times have we begged for defensive linemen to do that here in this system? This guy does it all. He's 28 years old. He's been working with D'Amico. You know, if D'Amico gives him the thumbs up, hey, D'Amico, could this guy be our Eric? Yes. Okay, thank you. Didn't even let me finish. Didn't make me ask the whole insulting question. Come on down the pike, bro. This is the move right here that 49er fans are going to love. Y'all thought y'all liked DJ Jones? Oh, shit. It's all good. We know who the Chrome is. Fuck the Joneses. Trying to keep up with the Combses. It's Collins, yo. It's Collins. I don't know if we're supposed to be singing Puffy, but it's Collins, yo. Collins is going to be that guy. This is hands down my favorite acquisition so far during the 49ers 2024 free agency period. All right. How many more you want to do, bro? We want to stop now. We want to spin it again. We'll do one more. You want to wrap it up?
Time? You got the time, or do you got to rush?
Shout. Oh yeah, no. All I have is bowling tonight. I'm
good. Let's clap these off. Let's cap these off. So we were talking about, you know, the 49ers switching to this hybrid type style of defense. And I said it started with Brandon Staley and him influencing the team, the defense, and implementing this 3-4 down type scheme where you have 3 defensive linemen and you have your 4, outside. You had your 4 linebackers, your 2 inside linebackers and 2 outside linebackers. And for those that are familiar with the 49ers, we ran this style of defense under Vic Fangio, right? And you remember we had Cowboy Justin Smith, and you had, you know those guys, Amon Brooks on one side. You had Alden Smith on one side, the outside linebackers, your inside linebackers, Willis and Bowman. You just think of where I'm going with this, right? And so with the San Francisco 49ers, this is great news because they have the ability, not saying that they're going to do this, but they have the option to switch their defense to a hybrid style of defense, meaning that they're going to keep stuff like fresh and hitting defenses depending on, now the scheme is the scheme, but that don't mean they got to stay in a 4-3 base all game long. They can switch it up. I watched New England do it. I watched the Chargers do it. I watched multiple teams use this hybrid scheme and it works, but you got to get the right players. Leonard Floyd, that's your player. You want to talk about a guy that could get double-digit sacks, a guy that's been getting double-digit sacks predominantly his whole career, a guy that's probably never missed a game his whole career. We've watched this kid in Los Angeles Rams be a factor. You didn't hear much of his name because it was all about those other guys on the Rams, right? Jalen Ramsey, Aaron Donald. Sorry, when Aaron Donald is on your line, your name goes unheard of, right? Like, it was Aaron Donald. And so Leonard Floyd was actually out there doing some damn damage. And so now he goes to Buffalo. He gets limited snaps. We talked about that earlier this week, Mike. But he got 10.5 sacks on limited snaps. What the blood clot? At the end of the day, this dude is going to come in here. Now, can he put his hands in the dirt? He sure can. Can he rush from a 2-point stance? He sure can. Again, it's providing you with the ability to not be able to zone in on what the Niners are doing. He could drop back in coverage. He can rush the quarterback. I like this, whether he's playing in a 4-3 or 3-4. I don't think we're done adding, But I really do like this signing. I think Leonard Floyd gives the 49ers speed off the edge, which is opposite of what Nick Bosa does. Not saying he's slow, but it's just opposite. We get a little bit more speed. And here is something I have not said yet. Everybody wanted Hassan Reddick.
I see what's happening. Let me load it up.
Oh, where's my click click?
Come on.
The 49ers just got their version of Hassan Reddick. And a 4-3, can you imagine him lining up wide on the outside? On a bit. Just let it simmer saute. Like Biggie Old Nick. Just let it simmer saute.
That is beautiful, man. Well said. I'm not even going to touch it. I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. Just want to put out there, though, Leonard Floyd, as a really, really good pass rusher last year, had 19 quarterback hits. Please don't forget what I said about my man Collins with 18, okay, from a defensive tackle position. That's all I wanted to say. That's it. Okay, we ready? We're going to spin this wheel one more time. 50-50 chance. Here we go. You're the talent.
You get this one, dog.
So Jordan Elliott, man. So this is all right. I was a little worried when I saw this signing, not because, oh man, this guy's gonna be bad or anything like that. He's very young, so I like that. I hit up my cousin right away. Hey, yo, I'm gonna need some information, man. What do you know about this guy? Okay, out there playing along that defensive front with my man Myles Garrett, right? Stats aren't going to be a bunch of eye-popping stats or anything like that. He's a rotational guy, even though he was a starter for most of his time, his last two seasons there. But when you start in your base situations and then they pull you out, you're still a starter, but you're not necessarily getting all of those kind of reps. This is a guy that I thought was going to be a solid piece. I was like, we could do worse, but we could probably do some better. This guy is only playing 40% of the snaps on the defense. A big step back from what he was doing the year before, but it's okay. He was effective when he was out there. He was efficient when he was out there, okay? And, you know, he's good against the run. They brought him in here to be a big hole-clogging plug in the middle of that defensive line. I think he's going to do that, exactly that. And you look at these guys' sizes, right? You look at him and you look at Collins. They're both around the 301 to 303-pound range. 6'2", 6'4 type guys. These guys aren't going anywhere. These are going to be stout guys against the run right there in the middle of that defensive line so that the Niners have the freedom to do what they want to do on the outside. Man, this is going to be fun. We even, like, you remember when the Niners were running five defensive linemen out there?
Mm-hmm. I do.
We're going to see 3, 4, and 5 defensive linemen fronts for the San Francisco 49ers. And you know what team we're going to see all three of those in against?
Which teams?
The Rams. we're definitely gonna see that mix up against the Rams.
Let me tell you why I like this signing. Because I just need not being able to stop the run was weird to watch. That was taking my soul because I couldn't defend it. What did I
That's
keep
not
saying?
Niners football, bro.
And what did I keep trying to explain? I kept saying this. Them offensive linemen are getting to the linebackers. That's why Fred Warner was missing so many tackles, because he had a big 300-pound-plus motherfucker on him. Mm-hmm. Whose fault is that?
I blame it on scheme. I think they put too much on the plate of the defensive linemen.
At the end of the day, it's still the defensive lineman's fault. You could blame it on scheme. But the defensive linemen have to be able to soak up those blocks so that those linebackers could come downhill, because that's their job, to fill those gaps on the run plays. You can't have your linebacker coming into the gap trying to guess, and next thing you know, it's a big lineman right there trying to take them out right there at the line or even on the second level. They got bigger up front, and nobody's talking about that. They got 4 defensive tackles, 300 plus. We were dealing with guys like Kevin Givens under 300 pounds. I'm telling you, that's the biggest difference. It's the biggest difference. Yeah. And this is not about, but I don't think, okay, so Niner Ghost says, in fairness, Fred does struggle to shed blocks in general. We talking about shedding blocks from linemen, bro. Like, that's totally different. Them big linemen can't be getting to the linebackers. You don't see on every other team, and that's the issue. So, yes, he does struggle in shedding blocks, but at the end of the day, Fred Warner doesn't need to be blocked by an offensive lineman. Now you got big guys up front from Hargrave all the way to Jordan Elliott, the guy that we're talking about. This is what the Niners are going to be able to do. Those linebackers will be able to come in and just fill in those gaps and pop that running back. That running back going nowhere. Guaranteed they average 2.3 yards a carry.
Offensive linemen who are built to engage is a whole different thing for a linebacker to deal with, you know? So I completely understand what you're saying. You know, it felt like, you remember that year that Mangini was our defensive coordinator?
Mm-hmm.
And we saw Buckner and Armstead just look like shit.
Yes.
Like they were out there like it was a read, and you didn't know which side you were supposed to go to. So now the linebackers have to wait for you to decide. It was a delay, like they snap the ball, they grab the guy, and they pick a gap to go to. And then the linebacker, based off of what you do, reacts and goes to the other gap, and teams were running all over us, right? The Niners have had good rushing defenses since the Mike Singletary days, since the Nolan days. You know what I'm saying? Like, so the years that it stands out, it hurts. We remember it. It's like, and it could have been decent. It's just not the standard that we have up front. And we definitely saw that that wasn't the case this year. But this is going to be a solid signing, too. I like this one, Wayne. All right, here we go. We don't need to spin it here, right? We got our guy YGM. I guess we can do it so that we can see his name. There he is. Yetur Gross-Matos, yes, YGM, man.
You get a rotational piece that can do some things inside and outside. I think the thing I like about him mostly, like, is just his length and his ability to, you know, play on the outside, his ability to be able to rush. Now, his snaps were limited as well, but he was under that defense with Brian Burns and I forgot the other guy. Who was the other guy that they had as an outside linebacker? Like, he was under a tough defense to try to crack the code and get in, like, to get those reps in there as a starting player. But I think he learned some things from them. I love this kid's story. What are your thoughts about Gross-Matos, man?
Listen, man, let me tell y'all something. When I'm going to do research on a player, don't start with that sob. Like, that I was like, almost in tears watching that damn story, bro.
And I understand the story doesn't make me feel a certain type of way as far as an emotional tie to the player. But I mean, as far as just, I get what you're saying. Like, don't hit me with that. I want to see film. I want to see.
Yeah.
No, I got you.
I was like, fucking give him a bigger contract. Like, what the fuck? Lightning?
I got you.
Lightning? Like, I was hurt. I felt like I can't even say nothing bad about this dude now. I just gotta let it be.
Nah, you could definitely say something bad because everybody's open to critiques, and that's what we all about. We're about critiquing everybody from Rudy to the Tootie. Like, they're going to get critiqued. But, like, what is he going to add to this team? He's going to definitely add depth, for sure.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know what he's going to add to this team because this guy, he's up and down with his production. Okay, so he's someone that, you know, he
that
went
could be
from
because seven... of consistency, though, Mike. I just want to put that in there. It could be because he's not the guy. Like, he's not been the guy. So it could be because of that, or it could be system.
And they also changed it. Right, very good. That's it. They changed systems a little bit last year in Carolina. So, y'all know I made the phone call right away. And my cousin was like, yeah, we were willing to bring him back, but not at that price. Y'all saw something in that y'all really like. So someone out there likes him on your team. And basically it was a 2-year, what was it, $9 million deal or something like that he got. And they were talking about paying half of that. So, it was $9 million a year.
Yeah. He got he got 2-year, $18 million, I think.
Yeah. 2-year, $9 million. Okay. I said 9 million, but I meant $9 million a year. And they were talking about giving him $9 million in total for 2 years. Like, they were giving him half of that. But you got to look at what happened. You go from the system that you were in and you were an every game starter. He started all 17. You got injuries this year, so you only played in 12 games, but you only started 6.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was he working his way back from injury? Did injury happen? Like, you know what I'm saying? So you got to – there's context with everything. And if you look at the games that he played – hold on, let me pull it up really quick. I actually had it earlier now. I don't know where it is. Oh, man. Oh, well, it's not important, but – there's ups and downs with him. And like my cousin said, and this is the thing that I thought was the most important, someone, he flashes on tape And if you think that you know how to make him consistent, which obviously someone in the 49ers locker room thought,
yeah, then the guy you
can
like.
Get something good. Huh?
The guy that you think job is it should be taken or whatever. Chris Kocerek.
I don't know this is a Kocerek guy.
I think everybody on here is a Kocerek guy. I think everybody on here is a guy that Kocerek. I think Kocerek from last season has gotten his fair share say of saying, yeah, I'm cool if you want to change some things up, but these are the type of players that I would like.
So we're going to be now going on 4 consecutive seasons.
Oh God, here we go.
Where we are catering to Chris Kocerek and his defensive line.
It's not about 4 catering to him, dude. Like, it's every coach is going to get some of their guys.
Wait, this guy is the highest paid defensive line coach in the entire NFL. Did you know that?
That's fine. Who cares? We ain't paying him money. I don't give a fuck about none of that. Not me or you don't pay his salary.
What? I don't.
We paid a fan salary. That's on George. That's on Jed. And if Kyle Shanahan has a problem with it, let him address it. Why do we give a fuck about that? Every year, the defense is top in the league. They just can't find a way to close out.
The defensive line is always the letdown every year. Every single year. I don't want to do that, though. Mike, this is going to be a positive show.
It could be due to injuries. It could be due to lack of the talent. It could be due to a bunch of stuff, bro. The best time, our best defensive line under Chris Kocerek was 2019. That year we went to the Super Bowl. Nick Bosa was a rookie. He had veterans on that defensive line. Now he's dealing with a bunch of young pups, and then you go ahead and get him some talent. And if the scheme don't fit the talent or the talent isn't being utilized properly, can't be mad. You just got to kind of like wane out those little things, those wrinkles, and figure it out. Like, that's why he's paid, because he finds ways to figure it out. I think these players are going to be good under Chris Kocerek.
I hope they are. I'm never going to hope for the failure of any players wearing these colors, right? So let me be very clear what I'm saying. But here's what I hope even more than that. I hope Kocerek is open to change along that defensive line, because all these picks tell me this ain't going to be your typical 4-3 defensive line. It's not going to be that. They are bringing in players here that say flexibility and hybrid. That's exactly it. That's all I got.
I'm seeing hybrid, and I tell you what, sign me up. I'm for it. There might be some bumps and wrinkles in it that got to get ironed out. But if the players buy in, you know what we didn't have under Steve Wilks? Something the players bought into. And so that was weird. And that one, like with Robert Saleh, was all gas, no brakes. Mm-hmm. With D'Amico Ryans, it was swarm. With Steve Wilks, we didn't know what the hell it was. And I think we're going to get this hybrid scheme. I think we're going to get that. It's going to be some type of terminology for hybrid, need for speed, whatever. It's going to be something. Yeah. And you know what I'm mostly excited about? Watching these guys stunt.
Stunt's gonna be crazy. I'll teach you how to stunt. Oh, let's go.
Rim stay shined up with TV.
With the Maybach, man. Let's go, baby. Come on. All right, listen, man. We got to get out of here. Wayne, man, congratulations on season 2 kickoff. High five to you, brother. Our first, boom, successful one here. I love it, man. Guys, we got to get up out of here. We hope you guys enjoyed it. Happy new football year to everybody out there. 2024 is officially underway in the NFL. Guys, stay tuned. Some breaking news videos are going to be coming to you guys soon, okay? We're live all the time, but we're kicking it with the fam, bro. I'm Mike, that's Wayne, and this is the BAM Show. We'll see y'all soon, y'all. Peace! Bro, oh, where's my outro video?
He was struggling to get that written out.